So we thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And we are looking at the book of 1 Corinthians. We have been looking at the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we were able to classify them into 3. Classify them as the gifts of the gifts of revelation, where God is able to bring things that are hidden, of which we have the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and we have the discernment of spirits. And then we have the gifts of power, of which we have the gifts of faith, miracles, and healings. So we said the gifts of working of miracles, the gifts of healings, and of which we're able to see that the gift of faith is the one that unlocks the gifts of miracles and the gifts of healings. And then the third classification is the gifts of speech, or which are the vocal gifts, of which you are able to look at the gifts of prophecy. And we say that prophecy is the communication of the mind of God, receiving of a message from God, of which the word of God is received either in dreams, in visions, or hearing the voice of God, or God communicating to you directly face to face, or God showing you something and signs, and then or God giving you certain signs and communicating the same message to the people. So it becomes a direct communication of the voice of God, and this is something that has come to you supernaturally through the word of God and through God's revelation. And when that gift of prophecy, if it happens to you earlier, like let's say in the night, and then you come and speak it in the morning, then that means you prophesy by revelation. But then if it happens at the spur of the moment, that while you are speaking, you know, God has put his words in your mouth and you're just speaking the words of God, and you clearly know that this was not taught of man, then you know that this is inspiration, prophecy by inspiration. And we also say that about prophecy, that there is prophecy that is forthtelling, that means telling of someone what is happening now, encouraging them. Remember, we say there are 3 aspects of prophecy. Prophecy must build up, it must stir up, and it must cheer up. That means it is for edification, for exhortation, and for encouragement and for comfort. That means that anytime God gives us his word, he knows that his word is the one that builds us. Man does not live by bread alone, except by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So God knows that for you to live, you need that daily bread, you need that rhema, that now word of God, and that is a forthtelling where God speaks to you now for your comfort, for your encouragement, for your building up, for to stir you up to action. And that is very important. And remember, we were able to see that Paul was encouraging us to that he desires that each and every one of us speaks in tongues, but more important, that each and every one of us prophesies. So prophecy is considered at a higher level than speaking in tongues, and we're also going to look at that today. And then the other aspect of prophecy is speaking of the future. And for example, the Bible tells us in the Church of Antioch there were prophets and teachers, and also we had a prophet called Agabus, who by the Spirit he showed that there will be a famine in Jerusalem, and that by that people contributed and they were able to meet the needs of the Christians that were in Jerusalem. So prophecy is the highest standard is not necessarily speaking of the future. I know we often want prophets to speak to us of the future, but prophets actually are those that are preaching to us the word of God. God gives them the word of God. They receive the word of God either as they pray or as they are reading the word of God, either by visions and dreams. And God promised that, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your young men shall dream dreams, your old men shall see visions, and they shall prophesy. So one of the greatest commands, or one of the greatest evidences of the Spirit upon coming upon someone is prophesying, and people prophesy either in language, in what they know, but there's also the speaking in tongues that happened on the day of Pentecost, and that is also an aspect of prophecy where you communicate the mind of God but through tongues. So when we look at the gift of prophecy, remember you have to have received it from God. The Holy Spirit, it is by the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God and makes it known to us. Remember, He is the Spirit of revelation, He is the Spirit of wisdom, He is the Spirit that knows all things, omniscient, knows all things. But then for us to be able to know the mind of God, the Holy Spirit has to help us to search out. And I think one of the pastors has described the Holy Spirit as a search engine, you know, greater than Google. That means He's able to search the deep things of God, the bottomless things of God, and able to bring them to us, to our knowledge, and by that we know what to do. So we must be careful also. It's not that everything that is revealed is to be spoken. There are things that God reveals to us, and in the maturity and wisdom, we use it to pray. We take that knowledge and use it to pray. And when God starts to trust you in that way, then He gives you secrets. So as you walk with God, you will start to learn there are things that He has revealed to you, but He does not expect you to share them. He expects you to keep them to yourself until the time when they come to pass. So that is the wisdom of walking with God and understanding His ways and be guided by Him. So today we will look at the gifts, the last two aspects of the gifts of speech, which is the gifts of speaking in tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues. These two gifts are usually closely linked, and that is why we look at them, the gifts of speaking in other tongues or different kinds of tongues. So we will maybe just read where they are listed, and then we'll be able to jump to 1 Corinthians 14. So let's first look at 1 Corinthians 12, and we say from verse 7, it says, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He will." So the speaking of tongues really and interpretation of it go hand in hand. And let's just look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And maybe just to drop a point, I know there are those who argue that speaking in tongues ended, and these are people that we call cessationists. But everyone that believes that the speaking of tongues is still ongoing today is what we call continualism. So there are those who believe that the speaking in tongues or the gifts of the Holy Spirit are still operational today. And we who have experienced it, we know without a shadow of doubt that this was a promise of God to the church, that it shall come to those who will believe, and to also those who will, our children, and to those who are afar off, those who will believe on the name of the Lord. So God promised that He shall do this. So when we look at the word of God, we can see that it is a promise. It is a word that exists for us today. And we should really desire to experience it. So like, for example, when we see 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, it says, "But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I will show you a more excellent way." So there is a place where you earnestly desire the greater gifts. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and we look at some of the aspects of speaking in tongues and interpretation in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, The Bible says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Remember now when you're speaking of the vocal gifts, we say the three, we look at the three, speaking in tongues, prophecy and interpretation of tongues. So desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So here is where we get the understanding of speaking in tongues. When someone is speaking in tongues, they are not speaking to men. Remember on the day of Pentecost, when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, they spoke in other tongues, and it is the people that heard them that say that we hear them glorifying God in our own tongues. They are speaking, you know, thanksgiving and glorifying God, the wonders of what God has done. So when they were speaking in tongues in that moment, they were giving glory to God. So they were communicating to God. Now, whenever someone speaks in tongues, and this is where you are praying in tongues, remember, this is a person that is communicating in a heavenly language. You know, this is a person that is speaking a language that is not known to man, but is communicating mysteries to God. The person is speaking to God. The person does not understand it. And the Bible says, the person, no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So when you're speaking to God, and you are speaking to him by the Spirit of God, you are communicating mysteries and you are speaking to God the Father. Now, when we think of how God created human beings, he made them body, mind or soul and spirit. Now, in our bodies, we exercise our bodies or we pray to God through our mouths, and that is how our bodies give glory to God, and they praise God, and they dance to God, and they communicate something. But then also our hearts or our minds or our souls are also built up in that we pray to God using our minds, in that we think what we are saying, we are communicating to God, and we are interacting with him at the level of understanding. But then we also have our spirits, our inner man. And this spirit has been given a language. And that is what God is showing us when we pray in tongues. It is our spirit that is operating at a higher level than our minds and is communicating to God. What did God say in John when Jesus was speaking to the Samaritan woman? He said that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For these are the kind of worshippers that the Father is seeking. So the Father is seeking those that shall communicate to him in spirit. So God is spirit. And the reason why we pray in tongues or we speak in tongues is because we know that our Father is spirit. And by faith, we know that we are not communicating in a language that we understand, but by faith we know that our Father is hearing us, and as we speak to him, as we pray to him in tongues, then we know that he hears us. Now, the Bible says, verse 3, but he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. This is building up. Edification is to build up. Exhortation is to stir you up. Comfort is to cheer you up, to encourage you up. Verse 4, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Now, this is a very important principle of speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you are building up your spirit. That means that you are growing in the spirit. You are, you know, for lack of a better word, you are going to the gym for your spirit. You know, when you go to the gym physically, you build your body. When you read, when you study books, when you look at philosophy, when you study the word of God, you're building yourself mentally, or you're building your mind. That means you're exercising your mind. But many people do not exercise their spirits, and God is saying that if you speak in a tongue, you edify yourself. So you exercise your spirit. And Paul is one of the greatest encouragers of speaking in tongues. And he says, I prophesy in tongues more than all of you. And we see that one of the things by experience you will discover that the more you pray in tongues, the more you communicate mysteries to God, is also the more God is able to release the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There is an unlocking of the Holy Spirit, of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's an unlocking of messages of God by the Holy Spirit. There is an unlocking of even gifts of, visions and dreams. The more you exercise yourself by speaking in tongues is the more you build up your spirit. The Bible tells us, build up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So there is a command for us that we need to exercise the gift of tongues by which we pray in a language that we do not understand, but we are praying to God. Remember, you're speaking mysteries, your mind is unfruitful. Many times you will speak in tongues and you will have no idea what you have said. You look foolish. There's a message I've done where it says the foolishness of speaking in tongues. It looks like you are a foolish person speaking in tongues, but you know without a shadow of doubt that you are speaking to your Father, and your Father in heaven is hearing you, he's understanding you, and you have that assurance that you are, he's hearing you. Now, what does verse 5 tells us, 1 Corinthians 14? I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification. So now God is saying that if we want to weigh these three gifts, 1 plus 1 is equals 2, the two together, that means speaking in tongues plus interpretation, half is equal to prophecy. Why? Because the aim of the gifts is not for yourself. Remember, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the profit of all. So God wants the church to be built up. So he says the greatest gift, the best gift, is actually to prophesy. When you start preaching to people, God is saying that is the best gift. That is the greatest gift. Why? Because it emphasizes, it builds people, it edifies. Of course, overall, the greatest gift is love. How we work in love, how we do, everything in love. That is the foundation of all. But if you look at the gifts, God is saying the gifts that build the church, the greatest one that you should aim for is the building of the church, edification. Verse 6. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise, you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, many kinds of languages in the world, and none of them is without significance or without meaning. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language, I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. So remember, we are being encouraged building the church. You want to love people, you want to communicate to people, you want to give people a message. Yeah, give them revelation, give them prophecy, give them teaching, give them knowledge. Look for gifts that edify the church. I mean, if you're speaking in tongues and no one understands you, it does not benefit the church. And that is where we speak about the exercise of speaking in tongues in public or at the pulpit. You have to balance that when you're at the pulpit, it is better that you speak in a language that people understand. But of course, when you are praying, and let's say you tell everyone to pray, you can pray in tongues, because at that moment you are also building up yourself, you're communicating to God, you're worshiping God in tongues or praying in tongues, and you're speaking to God directly. But now when you pray for people, it is important that you pray for them in a language that you understand, that the people understand. Verse 13, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So, if you're praying in tongues, the Bible is telling us that your mind will be unfruitful, your understanding will be unfruitful, but God has said you can pray to him for understanding. You can pray to him that God will give you interpretation. Remember, interpretation is not translation where you are saying this word is saying this, this syllable is this. No. Speaking in tongues, you are asking for interpretation. Interpretation is giving of meaning. What is the meaning? And how do you know the meaning? As you pray in tongues, within you can be asking God, you know, what does it mean? What does this message mean? And what God does supernaturally, he gives you an understanding. You will just know that this is what the message is saying. Now, speaking in tongues, when someone speaks in tongues in one side and people are listening, God will be able to give the interpretation to someone in the congregation. And you can ask that person, or is there someone who is able to interpret? Like, let's say people are deep in worship, deep intercession, and then you just hear someone on one corner starts to speak in tongues. That means he's prophesying and giving a loud message in tongues and utterance, and everyone is silent. Why? Because at times God wants to catch our attention. We are focusing on other things. You are praying over this, but then God wants everyone to hear this communication. So you can just hear someone somewhere either starts prophesying or speaking in tongues. And many times you'll see when this gift is exercised, that person can start maybe communicating in tongues, you know, loudly, and then as they communicate in tongues, before they finish, they themselves start saying the same message in English or in a language that people understand. So that person at that point was speaking in tongue and also interpreting the tongue. Or if that person is unable to interpret, then someone else in the congregation should be asked, is there someone who is able to give interpretation, and the message is interpreted? So it is very important that when you're doing it in public, when God has released that message of the gift of praying in tongues, if you want it to build a church, remember it is half plus half is equal to prophecy. God desires that we build a church, we prophesy so that people are built up. So verse 15, he now asks, what is the conclusion then? What is the importance? What is the end result of all this that I am saying? Then I will pray with the Spirit. So Paul is not saying that do not pray in the Spirit because, oh, if you pray in the Spirit, then no one will understand. You will not understand. No, Paul is saying, I will pray with the Spirit. And I want you to look, the keywords there is, I will. That means it is an exercise of your will. It is you that decides to pray in tongues. Remember, there are people who will wait for the Holy Spirit to make them pray. That will never happen. God has given us the speaking in tongues. He enables us. He gives us the utterance. But it is you that prays in tongues. So it is you that actually starts the process. It is you that speaks in tongues. And as you build it up, then you will realize that you have grown in grace, you've grown in understanding, you're able to pray more in tongues, and that comes from the Spirit of God. So the Bible says that, what then is the conclusion? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. I will sing in the Spirit. That means you can sing also in tongues. And I will also sing with understanding. Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, How will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. Verse 18, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, yet in the church I would rather speak five words with my understanding, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words with another tongue. So we are coming to a conclusion, and this is what we'll be able to stop in today, is that the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues is communication in a heavenly language. You as a speaker, you don't understand, but you are speaking, your spirit is speaking directly to God. It is speaking mysteries to God. So when you speak in tongues, pray to God that you interpret it, because when you speak in tongues and someone, there's interpretation, then that is equal to prophecy. Why? Because God is releasing a message and it is going to build the church. It's a thing that you do out of your own will. There is an encouragement that all of us should prophesy, all of us should speak in tongues, all of us should ask God for interpretation. There is an order to how we do it in the church for the sake of peace and understanding and unity, that we know we have people who are uninformed. They don't know what you're saying. In public, when you're at the pulpit, it is advisable to speak directly to people in a language you... I mean, Paul is basically saying, don't come before the pulpit and start preaching to people in tongues. And this is what the Corinthian church, they were doing. Someone will come and start preaching to people in tongues. And that is what... there's a discouragement in that. But he's saying, all these gifts are yours to exercise. These are manifestations God has given us. Pray in the Spirit. Pray with understanding. Sing with the Spirit. Sing with understanding. Give thanks in the Spirit, or bless in the Spirit. Bless with understanding. But at the end of the day, if you want to build a church, if you want to excel in the right gifts, do those gifts that build a church that people can understand. And at the end of the day, you are speaking spirit and life to people. Now, ideally, as we say, whenever someone is baptized in the Holy Spirit, one of the initial evidences that they get is that they speak in tongues. So this is something that happens to all believers and should happen to all believers. But just like the same way, it's not every believer that heals the sick, yet God has commanded us to all heal the sick. It tells you that if not every believer will speak in tongues, not because they do not have the ability or God has not allowed them, it is an exercise of their faith and their obedience and their willingness to believe God and to exercise that. So not everyone will do it, but everyone should do it. Not everyone heals the sick, but everyone should heal the sick. So this is something about the gifts. So there are gifts that not everyone does it, but the Bible is telling us you should. So I'll encourage you, for those who don't speak in tongues, you will realize that there are things you're missing out, and there are those who don't speak in tongues and criticize those who speak in tongues. Unfortunately, they do so in ignorance, because they miss out on what God is doing and what God has availed. The speaking, the praying in tongues is one of the greatest gifts that will unlock all the other gifts. It will unlock your understanding, especially before you preach, go somewhere, interview, pray in tongues. Before you stand before people to lead people in worship, pray in tongues. Before you read the word of God, pray in tongues. I will pray in tongues. I will pray the Spirit, and I will also pray with understanding. So do both. I'll encourage you to do both, and you will see the end result of that is that you've built yourself spiritually. You've gone to the spiritual gym, and you have edified yourself. So I'll stop here, and I pray that God has given us insight and understanding into this. My brother, you're welcome. As God leads you.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel. I think it has been clear. There's no addition from my side.
Okay. Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for understanding that you crystallize the knowledge in our hearts. You give us wisdom in how we exercise the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that these are gifts that you've given us for the manifestation of the Spirit, to prove to us that you are alive, you are in us, and indeed even to the world that indeed they are for the profit of all. I pray that we have wisdom, we have love, we exercise these gifts in the building up of the body of the of Christ in the church, that we build up one another, we encourage one another, we edify one another, we comfort one another. And I thank you that indeed you have always desired to communicate your mind and heart to us. And I pray today for your children that are listening, them that have trusted you for these gifts, for the manifestations of these gifts in one way or another. I pray as they yield themselves to you that these gifts will begin to operate in their lives in an even greater measure, that they will have wisdom, they will have understanding, they will have the grace to know, to exercise, to, you know, to walk in these gifts, because it is you that has given them, and they are for us. They are for the benefit of all, oh God. I pray that, Lord, clarity in knowledge, clarity in understanding, where there is confusion in one thing or another, where people have not, out of fear, they have not spoken in tongues, we rebuke that spirit. Indeed, we know that no one speaking by the Spirit can say, Jesus accursed, let that spirit of fear be gone. You do not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind, oh God. I thank you that you are in charge over everything that concerns us. Walk with us, direct us, keep us, and sustain us, oh God. Protect our children, be with them, heal our parents, watch over them in all that we do. May your grace and power be lifted up on high. We honor you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Blessed, blessed day ahead. Bye-bye.